Je dois le faire.
I have to do it. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I.
Dois.
This is the verb, to have to, in the present tense, conjugated for the first person singular.
Le.
This is the direct object pronoun, it.
Faire.
This is the infinitive verb, to do. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb.
Dois.
Is conjugated in the first person singular to agree with the subject pronoun.
Je.
Direct object pronoun. The pronoun.
Le.
Replaces the noun that is the object of the verb, faire. Infinitive verb. The verb, faire, is used in its infinitive form after the verb, dois.
Je dois me dépêcher.
I must hurry. This sentence is in the first person singular, and uses the present tense of the verb.
Devoir.
To have to must.
Je.
Is the subject pronoun for I.
Dois.
Is the first person singular present tense form of the verb.
Devoir.
Me. Is the reflexive pronoun for myself.
Dépêcher.
Means to hurry.
Je dois me hâter.
I must hurry. This sentence uses the verb
devoir,
which means to have to or to must. This is conjugated in the first person singular.
Je,
which means I. The verb
hâter
means to hurry and is used in the reflexive form.
Me hâter.
The reflexive pronoun
me
indicates that the subject is performing the action upon themselves.
Il me faut partir.
I must leave. Breakdown. Il. This is the pronoun, he, but it's used here as a formal impersonal subject, a grammatical construction, where the action is not attributed to a specific person.
Me.
This is the indirect object pronoun, me, and indicates that the action of leaving is something the speaker needs to do.
Fout.
This is the third person singular present tense of the verb falloir, which means, to be necessary. This is often translated as, must, or, have to, in English.
Partir.
This is the infinitive form of the verb, to leave. Key concepts. Impersonal, ill. This construction is common in French, and is often used to express obligation, or necessity. Indirect object pronoun.
Me,
is the direct recipient of the need to leave.
Falloir.
This is a very important verb that often expresses obligation, and necessity in French. It is often paired with infinitives.
Je dois partir.
I have to leave. Breakdown.
Je.
This is the subject pronoun, I.
Dois.
This is the verb, to have to, in the first person singular present tense. It's a modal verb, indicating obligation, or necessity.
Partir.
This is the infinitive verb, to leave.
Explanation.
The sentence uses the present tense of, to have to, and the infinitive, to leave, to express an obligation. The speaker is saying that they are required to leave, likely due to a prior commitment, or schedule.
Je dois étudier.
I must study. Breakdown.
Je.
This is the subject pronoun, meaning, I.
Dois.
This is the present tense conjugation of the verb.
Devoir.
Meaning, to have to, or, must.
Étudier.
This is the infinitive form of the verb.
Étudier.
Meaning, to study. This sentence uses a simple subject-verb-object structure. The pronoun.
Je.
acts as the subject, the conjugated verb. Wa acts as the verb, and the infinitive.
Étudier
acts as the object.
Il me faut un sac.
I need a bag. The sentence uses the
il
verb form, which is the third person singular form of the verb.
Falloir.
To be necessary. This is a special verb that doesn't conjugate with a subject pronoun.
Il.
In this sentence is a dummy subject, which means it does not have any real meaning. It is used as a placeholder for the actual subject, which is
me,
to me, or for me. The phrase
me for
is a set phrase meaning I need. The final word is the indefinite article meaning a or an, which modifies the noun.
Sac,
bag.
J'ai besoin d'un taxi.
I need a taxi. This is a simple sentence in the present tense.
J
is the contracted form of
je,
which means I.
E
is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb
avoir,
meaning to have.
Besoin
is a noun meaning need.
De
is a preposition meaning of.
A
is an indefinite article meaning a.
Taxi
is a noun meaning taxi. This translates directly to I have need of a taxi, but in English, we would simply say I need a taxi. This is an example of how French grammar can be more complex than English grammar.
J'ai besoin d'une voiture.
I need a car. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb
avoir,
which means to have. The phrase
j'ai
is the contracted form of
j'ai,
which means I have. The noun
voiture
is feminine, so the article
une
is used.
Besoin
means need, and the preposition
de
is used before a noun to indicate what someone needs.
Il me faut un chapeau.
I need a hat. Breakdown.
Il.
This is the pronoun
il,
meaning he or it. In this case, it acts as the subject of the sentence, and is used in a generic sense, referring to the speaker's need.
Me.
This is the pronoun
me,
meaning me. It is used in a reflexive sense here, emphasizing that the speaker is the one who needs the hat.
For.
This is the verb
falloir,
meaning to be necessary or to need. It is in the third person singular form, which is used with the pronoun
il
as the subject.
A.
This is the indefinite article
a,
meaning a or an. It is used to indicate that the hat is unspecified.
Chapeau.
This is the noun
chapeau,
meaning hat. Key concepts. Reflexive pronoun, the pronoun
me,
is used in a reflexive sense, emphasizing that the speaker is the one who needs the hat.
Verb
falloir, colon, this verb is impersonal, meaning it does not have a direct object. It is conjugated in the third person singular, even though the speaker is the one who needs the hat. Indefinite article. The indefinite article
a
indicates that the hat is unspecified.
J'ai besoin d'un câlin.
I need a hug. This sentence is in the present tense, using the
avoir
verb conjugated in the first person singular. J'ai. The phrase besoin de means need for, and a câlin literally means a hug. Il me faut un travail. I need a job. This sentence uses the il, he form of the verb falloir. To be necessary, the il form is used because falloir is an impersonal verb, meaning it doesn't have a subject like he or she, but rather refers to a general need. Me is the indirect object pronoun meaning to me, and a travail is the noun phrase meaning a job. The sentence literally means it is necessary to me a job, which is translated into the more natural English phrase I need a job. J'ai besoin d'un emploi. I need a job. This sentence uses the verb avoir in the first person singular, present tense. J'ai, meaning I have. The word besoin means need and is followed by the preposition de, which means of. The final word employ means job. J'ai besoin d'un boulot. I need a job. This sentence uses the verb avoir. Avoir. Which means to have. In this case, it is conjugated in the first person singular, j'ai. J'ai. Meaning, I. Besoin. Besoin. Means, need, and it is used with the preposition, de. De. Which means, of, when followed by a noun. Un. Is the indefinite article for masculine singular nouns, and boulot. Boulot. Is a colloquial word for job. J'ai besoin d'un plan. I need a plan. The sentence uses the verb avoir in the present tense, conjugated as j'ai. For the first person singular pronoun, I. This is followed by the noun besoin, meaning need, and then the preposition de, meaning of. Finally, the noun plan is used to indicate plan. Il me faut une carte. I need a map. Breakdown. Il. This is the pronoun he or it. In this context, it refers to a general need, similar to the English one. Me. This is the indirect object pronoun, to me, meaning, for me. For. This is the third person singular form of the verb. Falloir. To be necessary, which is an impersonal verb, meaning it doesn't have a subject. Un. This is the indefinite article, a, or, an, feminine singular. Carte. This is the noun, map. Key concepts. Impersonal verbs. The verb falloir is an impersonal verb, meaning it doesn't have a subject. It's used to express a general need or obligation. Indirect object pronoun. Me is an indirect object pronoun, indicating the person or thing for whom something is done. Indefinite article. Un is an indefinite article, referring to one unspecified map. J'ai besoin d'un stylo. I need a pen. J'ai is the contracted form of j'ai, which means I have. Besoin means need. D'un is a contraction of d'un, which means of a. Stylo means pen. The sentence literally translates to I have need of a pen, but in English, we use the simpler I need a pen. This sentence demonstrates the use of the avoir. To have, verb, which is used to express possession and certain states of being. You can also use avoir to express necessity, as in this case. Barboire. This means, get out of here, or scram. It is a very informal and rude way to tell someone to leave. Bar is the imperative form of the verb barre, which means to bar or to block. In this context, it is used figuratively to mean to leave. Voir is the informal pronoun for you. The phrase is a combination of the verb bar and the pronoun voir, making it a very direct and abrupt command. Il me faut un animal de compagnie. I need a pet. Il is the masculine singular pronoun meaning he or it. Here, it functions as the subject of the sentence, referring to the speaker. Me is the object pronoun meaning me. It functions as the indirect object of the verb falloir, indicating the person to whom something is needed. Falloir is the verb to be necessary or to need. In this case, it's used in the third person singular form il faut, and is impersonal, meaning it doesn't have a specific subject. It's followed by an indirect object, and then a noun phrase representing the thing that's needed. Is the indefinite article meaning a, or an, and modifies the noun animal. Animal is the noun animal, and refers to a living creature that is not a human being. De is the preposition of, and introduces the noun phrase compagnie, which is linked to the noun animal. Compagnie is the noun company, and indicates a relationship of shared living or companionship. The sentence emphasizes the speaker's need for a pet. J'ai besoin de livres. I need books. This sentence uses the j'ai form of the verb avoir, to have. J'ai means I have, but in this case, the entire phrase indicates a need for books, a desire to have them. Besoin is a noun meaning need. De is a preposition meaning of. Livre is the plural form of the noun livre, book. J'ai besoin d'argent. I need money. This sentence uses the verb avoir, to have, conjugated in the first person singular present tense. J'ai besoin is a noun meaning need, and the preposition de means of. Argent is the noun meaning money. J'ai besoin de peinture. I need paint. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb avoir, to have, conjugated in the first person singular. J'ai. I have. Besoin. Need is a noun, and de of is a preposition used to introduce the object of the need, which is peinture, paint. Il me faut de la peinture. I need paint. Breakdown. Il. This is the pronoun he, but in this case, it means I, in the context of the sentence. This is a common grammatical feature in French called impersonal construction, where the third person singular pronoun il can stand in for one or someone, which in this case is really me. Me. This is the object pronoun, me. Here it is attached to the verb. 4. To show that the need is directed towards the speaker. 4. This is the verb, to be necessary, or to need. De la. This is the partitive article, some, or, of the, used with feminine singular nouns. This is a very important aspect of French grammar, and indicates that we are talking about a general quantity, and not a specific amount. Peinture. This is the noun, paint. Key concepts. Impersonal construction. The use of il to express a need or requirement. Partitive article. The use of de la to indicate a general quantity of a feminine singular noun. J'ai besoin de preuve. I need proof. This sentence is in the first person singular. J'ai. And uses the present tense of the verb. Avoir. A. Followed by the noun. Besoin. Need. This construction is very common in French, and directly translates to, I have need. The last word in the sentence. Preuve. Is the plural noun for proof. Il me faut des preuves. This means, I need proof. The sentence uses the verb falloir, which is an impersonal verb, and means to be necessary. The structure of the sentence is il plus falloir plus à quelqu'un plus quelque chose. Il, in this case, is a pronoun representing the impersonal subject, it. Me is a pronoun indicating the person needing something, in this case, it is the speaker. Falloir is the verb, to be necessary. Des is a plural indefinite article meaning some. Preuve is the noun meaning proof. J'ai besoin de sommeil. I need sleep. Breakdown. J'ai is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb. Avoir. Meaning, to have. This is the verb, to have, used to express need, possession, or other similar ideas. Besoin is a noun meaning, need. There is a preposition that means, of. Sommeil is a noun meaning, sleep. Key concepts. Verb conjugation. The verb avoir is conjugated in the present tense to match the subject, I. Preposition. The preposition that connects the noun. Besoin. To the noun. Sommeil. Direct object. Sommeil is the direct object of the verb avoir. J'ai besoin d'espace. I need space. This sentence expresses a need for physical or emotional space. J is a contraction of je, I, and a. Have. A is the first person singular present tense of the verb avoir. To have. Besoin means need. It is an uncountable noun, meaning that it cannot be counted. It is followed by the preposition de. Of. De is a contraction of de. Of and espace. Space. Espace means space. This sentence uses the direct object pronoun a to represent the noun espace. However, are is not used in this sentence because it is used to replace an object that is already known or implied.
J'ai besoin de sucre.
I need sugar. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the verb avoir to have, conjugated in the first person singular.
J'ai.
It literally translates to, I have need of sugar.
Besoin
is a noun meaning need or requirement.
De
is a preposition meaning of and is used to indicate the object of the need. The sentence is simple and straightforward, conveying the speaker's need for sugar.
Je dois y aller.
I have to go. This sentence uses the verb
devoir
to have to, which is conjugated in the first person singular present tense.
Je dois.
The pronoun
je
I is understood and omitted since the verb conjugation provides this information.
I
is a pronoun that means there, and
aller
to go is conjugated in the infinitive form.
Y aller
together signifies going to a place that has already been mentioned or is understood.
Je dois partir.
I must leave.
Je
is the subject pronoun, I.
Dois
is the first person singular present tense form of the verb
devoir,
which means to have to or must. It is used to express obligation or necessity.
Partir
is the infinitive verb to leave.
Je dois m'en aller.
I have to leave. Breakdown.
Je.
This is the first person singular pronoun, meaning I.
Dois.
This is the present tense of the verb
devoir
to have to, must, conjugated in the first person singular.
Ma.
This is a contraction of
me.
Me is the first person singular reflexive pronoun, meaning myself, and
are
is a pronoun that can refer to a previously mentioned thing or situation.
Here,
are refers to going away.
Aller.
This is the verb to go in the infinitive form. Key concepts. Reflexive pronouns.
M
is a reflexive pronoun, meaning that the action of the verb is directed back to the subject, I.
Contractions.
Ma is a common contraction in French, combining the pronoun
me
and the preposition
a.
Present tense, the verb
voir
is conjugated in the present tense, indicating that the action is happening now.
Il me faut de l'eau.
I need water. This sentence uses the impersonal pronoun il, which means it in English, but in this case, it means one needs or it is necessary.
Me
is the indirect object pronoun meaning me.
For
is the third person singular form of the verb falloir, which means to need or to be necessary.
De l'eau
is the partitive article de, followed by the definite article el, and the noun
or
water. The partitive article is used with uncountable nouns to indicate an indefinite quantity or sum of something.
J'ai besoin d'eau.
I need water.
J
is a contraction of
je,
I, and
a.
Have
a
is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb
avoir
to have. Besoin means need and is a noun. De is a preposition that translates to of. The preposition de is often used with nouns indicating what something is made of or what it needs. Or means water. J'avais besoin de toi. I needed you. J is the contraction of je, I, and avait. Past imperfect of avoir. To have. Besoin means need. De is a preposition meaning of. Toi is the pronoun you in the informal singular form. The sentence translates literally to I had need of you. The past imperfect tense avait suggests a continuous need in the past. J'avais besoin de vous. I needed you. This sentence is in the passé composé. Past perfect tense, which is used to describe actions that were completed in the past. J is the contracted form of je, I, and avait. Had. Avait is the imperfect tense of the verb avoir. To have, and is used to describe a state of being in the past. Besoin. Need is a noun, and in this case is used as a direct object of the verb avoir. De of is a preposition indicating possession. Vous. You is the object of the preposition. De. The sentence means that the speaker was in a state of needing the person being addressed at some point in the past. Je ne perds jamais. I never lose. This sentence uses the ne negation with the verb perdre. To lose, in the first person singular of the present tense. Jamais. Never is a negative adverb that modifies the verb. The sentence structure is typical of a negative sentence in French. This structure is ne plus verb plus jamais. Je lis souvent. I often read. This sentence is in the present tense, meaning it's an action that happens regularly. G. Je is the subject pronoun for I, lis. Li is the first person singular present tense form of the verb lire, meaning to read souvent. Souvent is an adverb meaning often. Je lui ai téléphoné. I called him slash her. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I. Lui. This is the indirect object pronoun, him slash her. It indicates the person who is the recipient of the phone call. A. This is the present tense of the auxiliary verb, avoir, to have. It's used to form the passé composé, which is the past tense used in this sentence. Téléphoner. This is the past participle of the verb, téléphoner, to call. It's used with avoir to form the passé composé. Key concepts. Indirect object pronoun. Lui is an indirect object pronoun, which is used to indicate the person who is the recipient of an action. Passé composé. This is the most common past tense in French. It is formed by using the auxiliary verb avoir or être to be and the past participle of the main verb. In this case, the auxiliary verb is a, which is the present tense of avoir, and the past participle is téléphoner. Bouge. Move. This is a very informal imperative verb. Bouge is the imperative form of the verb bouger, which means to move. The imperative form is used to give a command or order. In this case, the command is move. Je joue du piano. I play the piano. This sentence uses the verb jouer, which means to play. Jouer is followed by the preposition de, and then the instrument. This is the standard construction in French when you want to talk about playing a musical instrument. The phrase du piano is a contraction of de le piano, meaning of the piano. Je joue au rugby. I play rugby. This sentence is in the present tense, meaning it describes an action that is happening now, or habitually. The subject of the sentence is je, which means I. The verb is joue. The third person singular present tense form of the verb jouer, which means to play. The object of the verb is au rugby. This is a prepositional phrase consisting of the preposition au, meaning to the, and the noun rugby. Au rugby means to rugby or at rugby. So the entire sentence means I play rugby or I play at rugby. Je lis beaucoup. I read a lot. This sentence is very simple and uses the present tense of the verb lire, to read. Je is the subject pronoun, meaning I. Lis is the first person singular present tense form of the verb lire, to read. Beaucoup is an adverb meaning a lot. This is a common way to express how often you do something in French. Je lis des livres. I am reading books. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I, in French. Lis. This is the present tense of the verb, lire, which means to read. The verb is conjugated in the first person singular, meaning I read. De. This is a contraction of the preposition de and the definite article les, meaning of the. Livre. This is the plural noun books in French. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb lis is conjugated in the first person singular to agree with the subject je. Definite articles. The definite article, les, is used before the plural noun, livres. Preposition, de. The preposition, de, is used to indicate possession, or relation. In this case, it shows that the books are being read by the speaker. Je l'ai écrit. I rewrote it. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I, in French. Elle. This is a contracted form of le, the masculine singular definite article, and il, the masculine singular pronoun, he. It can be translated as him or it in this context. E. This is the present tense conjugation of the verb avoir, to have, in the first person singular, I. Récrit. This is the past participle of the verb récrire, to rewrite. The past participle agrees in gender and number with the object, which is it in this case. Key concepts. Agreement of past participle. In French, past participles agree in gender and number with the direct object when it precedes the verb. Contractions. French often uses contractions, which combine words to make them shorter and more natural sounding. Je l'ai écrit. I rewrote it. This sentence is in the passé simple tense, which is used to describe completed actions in the past. The subject is je, which means I, and the verb is écrit, which is the passé simple form of the verb écrire, meaning to rewrite. The object of the verb is le, meaning it. J'ai dit peut-être. I said maybe. This sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is used to describe actions that have been completed in the past. The passé composé is formed with the auxiliary verb avoir, conjugated in the present tense, and the past participle of the main verb. In this case, avoir is conjugated as e, because the subject is je, I, the past participle of dire. To say is di. Peut-être is an adverb meaning maybe or perhaps. J'ai merdé. I messed up. This sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is the most common past tense in French. It is formed with the auxiliary verb avoir, to have, conjugated in the present tense, and the past participle of the main verb. Here, avoir is conjugated as j'ai, I have, and the past participle of the verb merder, to mess up, is merder. So, the full breakdown is j'ai equals I have merder equals messed up. Together they mean I have messed up, but in French, the passé composé is often used to express an action that happened in the recent past, similar to the English simple past. This is why it's translated as I messed up. Je vois un livre. I see a book. Breakdown. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Voir is the present tense conjugation of the verb voir, to see, for the first person singular. Is the indefinite article, for masculine singular nouns. Livre is the noun, book. This sentence demonstrates the basic structure of a simple French sentence. Subject, verb, object. The verb voir is directly conjugated for the subject pronoun g, and the object liver is directly preceded by the indefinite article un. Je vois un lion. I see a lion. This sentence is in the present tense, using the je form of the verb voir, to see. Je is the first person singular pronoun, meaning I. Voir is the present tense conjugation of the verb voir, for the first person singular, meaning see. Is the indefinite article for masculine singular nouns, meaning a. You is the noun for lion, which is masculine in French. Get out of here. Breakdown. Décamper is the imperative form of the verb décamper, which means to decamp or to clear out. The imperative form is used to give a direct command. The exclamation mark emphasizes the urgency of the command. Je vois une rose. I see a rose. This sentence uses the present tense of the verb.
Voir.
Which means, to see. The subject is je. Which means, I. The object is
une rose.
Which means, a rose. The word
une
is a feminine singular indefinite article, like the English a.
Je vois une étoile.
I see a star. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the
je
form of the verb
voir.
To see, which is
voir.
The direct object
étoile.
Star is in the singular feminine form.
Je vends des livres.
I sell books. Breakdown. G.
Je
is the subject pronoun for I.
Vends. Va
is the first person singular present indicative form of the verb vendre.
Vendre.
Which means to sell.
Des.
Des is the plural definite article for some or any.
Livres.
Livre is the plural form of the noun livre.
Livre.
Meaning, book. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb,
vends.
Va. Is conjugated in the first person singular to agree with the subject pronoun, g.
Je.
Definite articles. The definite article, des.
Me.
Is used before plural nouns to indicate that the noun is specific and known to both the speaker and the listener. Noun adjective agreement.
Livres.
Livre. Is a plural noun, so the adjective, des.
Des.
Is also plural.
Je vends des fruits.
I sell fruit. This sentence is in the present tense.
Je.
Means, I, and is the subject pronoun.
Va.
Is the verb, to sell, in the present tense, conjugated for the first person singular.
Me.
Means, some, or, any, and is a partitive article. It is used before plural nouns that are not countable.
Fui.
Means, fruits, and is the direct object of the sentence.
Je vends des chaussures.
I sell shoes. Breakdown.
Je
is the subject pronoun, I.
Vends
is the verb, to sell, in the present tense, first person singular, I sell.
Des
is the definite article, some, or, any.
Chaussures
is the noun, shoes. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb, vends, is conjugated to agree with the subject pronoun, g, in the first person singular. Definite article. The definite article.
Me.
Is used before the noun.
Chaussure.
To indicate that we are talking about some specific shoes that are being sold.
J'ai dormi tard.
I slept late. This sentence uses the
passé composé,
a common verb tense in French, which is similar to the English past tense.
The verb dormir,
to sleep, is conjugated with the auxiliary verb
avoir,
to have, in the first person singular form
j'ai,
and the past participle
dormi.
The word
tard,
late, is an adverb modifying the verb
dormir. J'ai bien dormi.
I slept well. This sentence uses the
passé composé
tense, which is used to describe actions that have been completed in the past.
J
is the contraction of
je,
I, and
a,
have. E is the conjugation of the verb avoir to have in the first person singular of the present tense. Dormir is the past participle of the verb dormir to sleep. Therefore, the full breakdown of the sentence is I, G, have, A, I, slept, dormi, well, by N. Je l'ai sorti. I felt it. Breakdown. G. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I, in French. L. L. This is a contraction of the. Le. The, and L. L. The, for masculine singular nouns. AI. A. This is the present tense of the verb avoir. Avoir. To have, conjugated with the subject pronoun G. Je. I. Senti. Sorti. This is the past participle of the verb sentir. Sortir. To feel. Key concepts. Direct object pronoun. The pronoun L. L. Is a direct object pronoun, replacing the noun that is the direct object of the verb. In this case, it is implied that the object is something that was felt. Past participle agreement. In French, the past participle of verbs like sentir, sortir, agrees in gender and number with the direct object pronoun. Since the direct object pronoun L. L. is masculine singular, the past participle senti, sorti, remains unchanged. Je l'ai sorti. I felt her. Je is the pronoun, I. Elle is a contraction of le. The definite article for feminine singular nouns, and the direct object pronoun. La. It refers to a feminine noun that has been previously mentioned, or understood from the context. E. is the present tense conjugation of the verb. Avoir. To have, specifically the first person singular form. This conjugation indicates the action is happening now. Sorti. Is the past participle of the verb. Sortir. To feel. In this context, it is used in the passé composé. Past perfect tense, which is formed with avoir plus past participle. The past participle agrees with the direct object pronoun in gender and number, so it is sorti. Feminine singular, to match. L. This sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is used for actions that are completed in the past. The sentence can be translated as, I felt her, or, I have felt her, for a slightly different nuance. Je l'ai démarré. I started it. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I. L. This is the direct object pronoun, it, contracted form of le. A. This is the present tense of the verb avoir, to have, conjugated in the first person singular, I have. Démarré. This is the past participle of the verb démarrer, to start, which is used here in the passé composé, past tense. Key concepts. Direct object pronoun. L. Represents the object of the verb, démarrer. Passé composé. The passé composé tense is formed with the auxiliary verb, avoir, and the past participle of the main verb. It is used to describe actions that are completed in the past. Make up. Get out of here. Breakdown. Make up is the imperative form of the verb. decamper, which means to decamp or to leave suddenly. The imperative is used to give a direct command. In this case, the command is to leave immediately, without any further explanation. Key concepts. Imperative mood, used for commands and requests. Verb conjugation, the verb decamper is conjugated in the imperative form, which is decamp. In this case, je l'ai démarré. I started it. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I, in French. Elle. This is a contraction of the pronoun, le, the masculine definite article, and the object pronoun, la, the feminine object pronoun. It translates to, it, in this context. Eh. This is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb, avoir, to have. It is used in the passé composé tense to form the compound past tense. Démarrer. This is the past participle of the verb, démarrer, to start. In the passé composé, the past participle agrees in gender and number with the direct object, which in this case is, it, feminine. Key concepts. Passé composé. The passé composé is a common past tense in French. It is formed by using the auxiliary verb, avoir, or, être, followed by the past participle of the main verb. Agreement of the past participle. In the passé composé, the past participle agrees in gender and number with the direct object pronoun. Contractions. The contraction, L, is formed by combining the definite article, le, or, la, with the object pronoun, le, la, les, or, lui. Je l'ai initié. I initiated it. This sentence uses the passé composé. Passé composé. A common French verb tense that describes a completed action in the past. The sentence structure is as follows. Subject. Je. I. Verb. A. Have. Past participle. Initié. Initiated, direct object pronoun. L. It. Key concepts. Passé composé. Tense. Formed with the auxiliary verb. Avoir. To have, followed by the past participle of the main verb. Direct object pronoun. Replaces the noun, it, and is placed before the conjugated verb. Je l'ai initié. I initiated her. G. Je. Is the subject pronoun, I. L. L. Is the direct object pronoun, her. It is a contraction of la. La. The feminine singular definite article, and le. Le. The masculine singular definite article. In this case, L is used because the object is feminine, as indicated by the verb in itia. AI. A. Is the first person singular present tense of the verb avoir. Avoir. To have. It is used here to form the passé composé, past tense, with the past participle in itia. In itia. Initié. Is the past participle of the verb in itia. Initié. To initiate. It is in the feminine singular form to agree with the direct object pronoun L. Key concepts. Past tense. This sentence uses the passé composé, which is the most common past tense in French. Direct object pronoun. The sentence includes the direct object pronoun L. L. To replace the noun, her. Agreement. The past participle in itia. Initié. Agrees in gender and number with the direct object pronoun L. L. Because it is a past participle used with avoir. Avoir. In the passé composé. Je m'en soucie encore. I still care about it. This sentence utilizes the reflexive pronoun. Se. With the verb. Soucier. Meaning to worry, or care. The reflexive pronoun emphasizes that the speaker is the one who cares, not someone else. The phrase. Acts as a placeholder for the object of the verb, which is left unsaid in this case. The word. Encore. Adds emphasis, indicating that the speaker still cares, even if they might have cared before. Je travaille encore. I am still working. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Travaille is the present tense of the verb. Travailler. To work. Encore is an adverb meaning, still. This sentence uses the present tense to express an ongoing action. The adverb. Encore. Emphasizes that the action of working is continuing. Je le suppose. I suppose so. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb. Supposer. Which means, to suppose, in English. The pronoun. Je. Is the subject, meaning, I, and the object pronoun. Le. Means, it, in this case, referring to a previously mentioned idea, or concept. Je suppose. I suppose. This is a simple sentence in the present tense. Je. Is the pronoun, I, in the subject form. Suppose. Is the verb, to suppose, in the present tense, conjugated for the first person singular.